I'm going to a networking event tonight with my University of Florida Alumni Association Board of Directors as we welcome in new members at the Joseph Hernandez Hall in the newly renovated Chemistry Building. This event started me thinking about chemistry when it comes to communication, and especially how it's applied during a networking event. Before you mix and mingle at a networking event, experiment with interacting and bonding to make new connections. One of the biggest mistakes you can make at a networking event is sticking too close to the people you already know, or attaching to someone too long, thereby monopolizing all of your time and theirs, which limits your potential to get to know other people. The pitch challenge today? Try this formula at your next networking event. Approach and interact with someone you do not know. Refrain from asking them where they work and what they do for the first 5 minutes. Instead, ask potential bonding questions like, have you been to this event or location before? Where are you from originally? Where's your next vacation taking you? If you could only visit one more place in the world before you die, where would you go? These may seem like strange questions at first, but if you mix it up and give it a try, you'll be surprised how many people you'll find some sort of bond or connection with before you get to the part about what they do for a living. The problem with asking career-related questions immediately is that it puts certain people on guard. They may think that you are just talking to them for business purposes and not interested in who they are as a person. And it sheds a bias on other people who may be in a profession you aren't interested in or dislike. By opening with a personal bonding approach, the person will let down his or her guard and likely find it refreshing to make a connection with you. There's so much I've learned about others from this approach that I would have never bonded with if I had jumped right into the career talk. So experiment with bonding and interacting at your next networking opportunity, and never let your conversation go more than 15 minutes before moving on to your next interaction.